We used to go in Pickering Park. We used to go swimming in the brick ponds. Near Pickering Road School, there was a brick pond. We used to go swimming in the nude in there, all of us, you know. And, of course, like, that was always a thing. We used to go swimming in Pickering Park. And another special treat, instead of, like, it was better than Old Fair at the time, we used to go on the docks. And my father was a skipper. And when he came home, you could go on the dock side, get on the trawler, ride through the lock gates for it just to tie up. And it wasn't very far. And we thought, just a minute, you could go on it. Nobody knows who's, if we've any relation. So when we wanted a jolly, we used to go down to the dock and just jump on any trawler and ride through. And that was a big thing for us. We used to go on to the railway sidings in Gypsyville. There was massive. And we used to have to sneak in. And we did. And we used to get on all the trains, all waiting for... We used to have a little book. And at 8 years old, we used to go to York, four of us, at 8 years old. And we used to do that. I never paid for an Hull City match when I was a teenager. We lived down Sunnydale Road and there was allotment. And on this allotment, there was a big pond. And we used to make rafts. It had a willow tree. We made bow and arrows and different things like that. But every time there was a football match, the full gang all used to go down and we used to sneak in Hull City. Every way. That was the days when Will Fassel, Rach Carter and all them was there. And now I always remember my biggest highlight of the football then. They played two Russian teams and Wolverhampton was top of the Division One. And Hull City beat both the Russian teams and Wolverhampton lost. I think Hull City was the only team that beat Moscow Dynamo and Spartak, I think they called it, at that time. But we used to go to Hull City. We never needed money. We always found entertainment.